Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We're getting closer and closer to the NCAA tournament. I am fired up. Good morning, Brian.
What up, dog?
I know what's up. March matchups are here, and there's no better place to catch every game with us, me and B. Mitch. Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. Join 106.7 The Fan, me and B, and Grant and Danny Thursday and Friday for the opening round of the men's tournament. We're doing our shows live at Tap with mouthwatering game day bites and tons of TVs. Your tournament headquarters is waiting only at MGM National Harbor.
Woo, woo.
That's going to be fun. I'm excited for that.
I can't wait, man.
That Terps game is Friday at 4:30. Mr. B's, I'm going to need some space. I'm going to need a private area. I'm getting a lot of people asking me about our not open to the public NCAA pool.
And I already told them if they text me, they could be in. If they don't, they're not in.
Yo,
in other words, you don't have my number, your ass not in. You don't have to worry about that. Just pass it on to me.
It is.
Do not give anybody my number.
Very few people have, like, I feel like a lot of people have your number too.
Yeah.
Because you've had the same number for a long time.
Since 19. Woo, Lord.
So.
You're right, Jay. It's been. Oh, damn.
We'll figure it out.
Like 99.
To get in the non-public pool that we're running, you need a physical bracket and a physical $20 bill. There is no funny business about this.
Yeah.
All right? And B, it's going to be a lot of moving parts. I could see our non-public pool having as many as 11 people. And as few as two. Because we'll see. I don't think Tap's open till noon when the game starts.
All I know, I already have two brackets in.
With a physical paper and a $20 bill?
I didn't get any money from White Ryan yet, but I got his bracket in my bracket.
Hold on. Can I tell you something? White Brian bets 20 cents a game.
No, he
until you get his $20 in cash,
he
that joint 20. Don't count.
He suggested the $20 yesterday.
He did. he thinks he's real hot stuff when it comes to this NCAA tournament.
Tomorrow.
What's that?
You said what?
I'll have a $20 bill for B. Mitch tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
We'll see.
Okay.
Jeff Walker's back.
Rose going to allow you to take a 20.
Yeah, we'll see. Rose,
she's going to give you two dimes.
Rose is going to be like, listen, dog mom, you ain't in that thing.
Dog mom, you're not in it.
Jeff, you're back. You worked full day, full week last week. Needed a day just to compose your thoughts?
Nah, I actually was in a video shoot.
Okay.
And it was a
multiple. OnlyFans?
Nah, multiple stay video shoot. I'm about to be famous.
Attaboy. We're waiting. You can buy lunch once.
Yeah, damn it.
I am excited. Tonight we get to watch some basketball games. For all of the consternation, the anger about University of North Carolina getting into the tournament, they play tonight. And I think if they win, that will, whether it should or shouldn't, and I was listening to this interview that I thought was pretty fair. It's like, listen, you can argue that Carolina shouldn't have gotten in, but that doesn't impact now that they're in. There's nothing stopping them from winning some games.
Yeah.
Right?
If they go and win, like if they go and win games and all, then you have to question, were they not one of the better teams?
Well, and I
but if they just go lose outright first game, you know something was wrong.
Well, I believe, and White Brian maybe can confirm this for me, that one of these Dayton teams, one of these first four 11 seeds has at least gotten to, so there's first four, then the first round, then the second round. They've at least won at least one game every year since they've had it. Isn't that about right, Brian? Something like that?
I'm not sure if it's every year, but it is very common.
Well, and at least I know VCU did it. There have been multiple Final Four runs out of the first four. I think Syracuse did it.
UCLA did it.
UCLA did it. That's three. So Carolina plays San Diego State tonight. Tar Heels are 4.5-point favorites, depending where you're shopping. It looks like pretty much 4.5, unless you're going really off the board. It looks like the Tar Heels are the smart money. We'll get to some bets later in the program. That under looks pretty juicy, I would say. But it's going to be interesting. And I'm sure, like, all there's the college hoops people that this is their life that are kind of like hipsters about it when everybody pays attention beginning in late February through the NCAA tournament. Uh-huh. Like, I think they're probably like, they're like, oh, everybody watches the first four anyway, man. It's not about getting Carolina in the first four.
That's a lie.
You're wrong. It's about getting
everybody
Carolina.
Everybody does not watch the first four.
No.
I promise you, I haven't watched one yet.
But will you watch tonight?
North Carolina?
Yeah.
I will check it out. Yeah. I'm kind of cheering for them to lose.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of a juicy matchup.
I'm doing that. I got a few friends that are North Carolina fans. I'm trying to piss them off.
I love that. And I guess the other, the 16s that they make play, which I hate, but the coaches of the 16s will tell you they like it. St. Francis against Alabama State tonight. Here's the only thing I can tell you about St. Francis. I feel like Big John Thompson used to schedule them every year, and I remember this absolutely vicious highlight of Allen Iverson dunking on some St. Francis dude. That's the extent of my St. Francis knowledge. Hold on. For all the screaming about who should and shouldn't have gotten in, St. Francis is 16-17.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I guess they won their conference tournament.
If they won the tournament, they're in.
And they're 16-17, and they're only 3.5-point underdogs. I might have to take the Red Flash or whatever they are. Alabama State is the Hornets. So you can watch that game at 6:40. Then the Carolina game comes on around 9. I'll be watching the Carolina game. Did you watch any TGL last night, B?
No. I started watching a little bit of Golden State. And was it Utah?
I didn't watch it.
And they lost. Or was it Denver? Whoever had a lot of their players.
Clearly you were locked into this
no,
game.
No, they ended up losing. I fell asleep on the game, and I just looked and see Golden State lost. And that team had like three of their top players out.
Lanfield, you watched some basketball last night that you really enjoyed, right? What was it?
Yeah, I was watching the Sixers and the Rockets. I'm 100% convinced the NBA is, it's a terrible product. It seems like it's almost designed to infuriate people.
You watched the 76ers, Lanfield.
The last 5 minutes of the game somehow takes 35 minutes. And I just think that everyone needs to be fired. Everyone. From top to bottom. Stop it with all the nonsensical reviews. Stop having the officials go back and look at a monitor for 5 minutes every time a play happens. You need to take timeouts away. You need to take challenges away from these guys. Reduce the number of fouls for players to foul out. Enough of the let's just foul for 5 minutes at the end of the game. It was awful. I think if that was the first basketball game you watched, you'd never watch another basketball game, and you'd be correct. It was horrible.
Sounds like you enjoyed it.
It was horrible.
Can I ask why you watched Sixers Rockets?
I was betting on it.
My man.
That's your fault.
All right, hold on. Over under $3 was the wager.
Was over.
$5.
$5?
It was $10.
Whoa, big action.
See, he was over there.
Who'd you have? Sweating. The Rockets laying the points?
He was sweating.
That's why he
watched the whole damn game. Normally, he don't ever watch a whole game.
Did the under get home?
Nope, it went to overtime.
That's because of you.
Funny how that works. You put 10 bucks on it, and it'll keep your attention.
Get a little interested in the game.
Even if it's god awful.
I'm sitting there, when he sent it last night, I'm like, there's no damn way Lanford watch a whole game just to watch a whole game. And he was like upset, so I'm like, something has to be going
Sixers,
on.
Sixers Rockets is a tough watch. The Sixers, that's a tough season up there, man. Yeah, you got.
But look, they basically
Embiid and playoff P.
They wanted Embiid to play. He didn't want to play. Then you get up Paul George. He comes in. Now he's out for the year. Maxey was trying to give you something.
Going all in with Embiid. My best Embiid comp is Aaron Rodgers. Like, when they're right, they are incredibly excellent. And Rodgers did it for a much longer period of time.
He just got crazy late in his career.
Rodgers' body of work is much more significant than Embiid's.
Embiid is in his prime right now and refuses to be an athlete.
I don't know. Do you have a comp for him then? Yeah, I'm just saying, both men seem like giant pains in the ass.
Well, but I'm saying, one guy won a Super Bowl already.
Yeah, that's
and he's like on his downward slope. This dude is like one of the best guys in the league. And refuses to be that. I don't know who his comp would be.
I don't either. Maybe we'll ask DA. David Aldridge joins us at 10:30. Barstool Nate at 11. Patrick Stevens. Nobody knows more about local hoops than Patrick Stevens joining us at noon. And then really excited at 1:45, head coach of the Maryland women's program, Brenda Freeze, will join the program as the Terps get ready to host a game this weekend in College Park. There was something, though, that we got to listen to. This is not a political statement, but I do think we'd all be better off if our politicians had a little less emotional, constant urgency to everything that happens. Brian, North Carolina got into the tournament, and you can look at it as Carolina got in, so West Virginia did not, basically. My man, I should be respectful of this politician. The governor of West Virginia's name is what? Patrick Morrissey.
Morrissey.
Okay.
We discussed this yesterday.
Have you heard it, though?
I saw it.
All right. Here is West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrissey talking about a basketball tournament.
6 quad one wins. And that was combined with an undefeated record against quad three and quad four opponents. 3 wins against top 10 teams and the 24th toughest schedule in America. West Virginia deserved to be in the NCAA tournament. This was a miscarriage of justice and robbery at the highest levels. Now, who was the last team to get into the tournament? Ahead of the Mountaineers. That would be the University of North Carolina. Now let's see how their resume stacks up. The Tar Heels went 1-12 in quad one games and even had a quad three loss. And we keep hearing about the importance of these quad one wins, but UNC couldn't even get 6 quad one wins.
I mean, I preferred when he got into the miscarriage of justice and all these really kind of egregious terms. The governor ain't wrong, okay? West Virginia had a better body of work to get in the tournament than Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But Carolina took Duke to the wire, who is considered a one seed in the ACC tournament. Carolina might have won that game if the kid didn't have a lane violation. Oh, by the way, they're Carolina. Oh, by the way, you're the governor. Go govern.
Yeah, but I think when you start looking at it, they are playing in a rivalry game, so normally you could just throw all that, all the taking them to the wire stuff out the way. It's not like a typical game. On top of it, they did not have the quality wins. And then when you look at the fact that the guy is from, one of the guys on the committee is from North Carolina, that kind of just throws little things. And so he claims after the fact, he said, well, you know, I took myself off of that. You believe it? Hell no. He probably discussed it by pushing him in. Then he decided to back off after he influenced the, you know, like you do sometimes. You try to lead the witness. You know, he did exactly that. So I understand the governor's part, but I agree with you totally. It's not your damn job, dude.
And
the tournament is going to go on. So stop worrying about it.
Part of me loves that the governor of the state is that invested in the state college sports, right? Like in West Virginia, I know what those Mountaineers mean. I get it. It's wild and wonderful. Ryan Russillo has this bit that I think is really good where, have you ever noticed how everything always becomes the most important thing ever? Like if we're just in this constant state of this is the most important election ever, this is the most important winter storm ever, this is the most important drought ever, this is the most important construction project ever.
That's what we've become in this country.
Right. And I just think we'd be cool if we could back off that.
Why you think I have the attitude I have? I really don't give a damn about much because I have been through 8 snowstorms. That's going to be the last one. And I refused to go to the store. They ran out of everything, and I was able to go to the store. After the snowstorm happened, a day or two, I'm at the store, and then all of a sudden now, guess what? There's a truck bringing new stuff in the back. What happened to the fact that we're going to be stuck in the house for all these times? You know, I hear it all the time. So it's probably going to catch me one day, but I just don't believe it over here.
By the day it catches you, eggs are going to cost $25 a dozen. So don't even worry about it.
Yeah, and the eggs, they're still going up.
Speaking of catching you, I beat you this morning.
In what?
Driving here. I saw your car. We were both coming under the little bridge. You went Main Avenue. I went 395.
Yeah,
and I said to myself, I wonder if I'll beat B. Mitch this morning.
Well, I always go that way. I wouldn't race
you. And I had parked and was walking to the stairs when I saw your car pull in.
Yeah, I go that way all the time.
You always make fun of how I drive.
No, but that's your route. I go the other route because that route got me stuck one day and I'll never go it again.
When the damn moron sat down on the highway?
Yeah, I would have just made them into speed bumps that day. But I don't go that way, so.
There was a...
So I didn't know we even had a race. Laughing, he's racing me, like, when I don't even know he's there.
I won.
That's basically cheating.
Yeah, I mean, you won.
Hold on, the same thing happened, like, last month, and you were like, man, you drive like such a dork. So why can't I point out when
JP,
I beat you?
You claim we were racing. I was sitting right next to you, and you never saw me.
I don't claim we were racing. I'm just telling you I won.
Hey, Landy, I'm sitting next to him. Let him in. He never knew it was me. That's why I say you drive like a dork. You straight ahead with two on. Yeah, what, 6 and 9?
No.
Or 3 and 9.
Damn, get your head out of the gutter. 10 and 2, dog.
You were 3 and 9, though. Yours wasn't up there.
You said 6 and 9.
Yeah, I said 6 and 9. Been there before. 1969. I was a year old.
David Aldridge is going to join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.